This is the Music History Today podcast for April 20th. On today's show, Freddie Mercury gets a tribute, the boy band is formed, Green Day opens up on Broadway, and Avicii passes away. First up, though, on this date in 1896, John Philip Sousa's movie El Capitan became the first movie to be shown in public in America. In 1931, Louis Armstrong recorded the song When It's Sleepy Time Down South. In 1944, Judy Garland recorded her version of the song Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. In 1968, the Rolling Stones recorded their song Jumpin' Jack Flash. Also on that same day, Deep Purple performed live for the very first time. In 1971, Barbra Streisand recorded the song We've Only Just Begun. In 1981, John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas was arrested for drug possession. In 1992, Queen held the Concert for Life Freddie Mercury tribute concert at Wembley Stadium. Also in 1992, Madonna signed with Time Warner Records for $60 million. In 1993, the group The Backstreet Boys was formed. In 1999, rapper Mace retired from rapping to become a preacher. It didn't take. He went back to rapping in 2004. In 2019, singer Michelle Branch married Patrick Carney of the group The Black Keys. And in 2020, Willie Nelson, Casey Musgraves, and Ziggy Marley held a virtual concert to aid efforts to legalize marijuana. In classical music, in 1759, George Frederick Handel was buried at Westminster Abbey in London, England. In 1865, the Crosby Opera House opened in Chicago, Illinois. 6 years later, it was burned to the ground in the Great Chicago Fire. And in 1972, Virgil Thomson's last opera, Lord Byron, premiered in New York City. In theater, in 2010, Green Day's musical American Idiot premiered on Broadway. Albums that were released on April 20th include in 1970 when Paul McCartney released McCartney and Jethro Tull released Benefit. In 1972, Dr. John released Dr. John's Gumbo. In 1974, Jesse Colin Young released Lightshine. In 1978, Rick James released Come Get It. In 1979, the Charlie Daniels Band released Million Mile Reflections, Amy Grant released My Father's Eyes, and Ronnie Wood released Gimme Some Neck. In 1981, Dave Edmonds released Twangin'. In 1985, Bon Jovi released 7800 Degrees Fahrenheit. In 1992, Pavement released Slanted and Enchanted. In 1993, Dave Edmonds released the anthology 1968 to 1990. Ben E. King released Anthology. Radiohead released Pablo Honey, a classic album. And Aerosmith released their popular album, Get a Grip. Also in 1993, Shania Twain released her debut self-titled album. In 1999, Buckethead released Monsters and Robots. Alice Cooper released The Life and Crimes of Alice Cooper. And the 10,000 Maniacs released The Earth Pressed Flat. In 2004, Machine Head released Through the Ashes of Empires. The Staples Singers released Reach Out and Touch Live. Little Feat released Highwire Act live in St. Louis 2003, and Prince released Musicology. In 2010, the Apples in Stereo released Travelers in Space and Time, and Jimmy Buffett released Encores Live. Singles that were released on April 20th include in 1958 when Buddy Holly released Rave On, in 1962 Jan and Dean released Tennessee, in 1967, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell released Ain't No Mountain High Enough. In 1970, Elvis Presley released The Wonder of You. Neil Young with Crazy Horse released Cinnamon Girl. And The Hollies released I Can't Tell the Bottom from the Top. In 1974, Paul McCartney released Band on the Run. In 1981, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released The Waiting. In 1985, Bon Jovi released Only Lonely, and in 1992, Metallica released Nothing Else Matters. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 20th include singer-songwriter Mr. Luther Vandross, also jazz great Lionel Hampton, mambo and jazz great Tito Puente, Fife Dog of A Tribe Called Quest, country music artist Johnny Tillotson, bass player Tim Drummond, Jimmy Winston of Small Faces, Craig Frost of Grand Funk Railroad, Lou Kavaris of Riot, Mike Portnoy of Dream Theater, Mikey Welsh of Weezer, singer Stephen Marley, singer Luhan, singer Maddie Krestevsky of the Voice TV contest, and also singer Jay Park. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 20th include composer Christoph Demantius, who passed away in 1643 at the age of 75. Composer and organist George Weckler passed away in 1695 at the age of 63. The inventor of the clarinet, Johann Denner, passed away in 1707 at the age of 51. Composer Carl Lowe passed away in 1869 at the age of 72. Singer-songwriter and ragtime music pianist Tony Jackson passed away from cirrhosis of the liver in 1921 at the age of 38. Composer and organist Yap Rankin passed away in 1956 at the age of 59. Composer Levin DeVosel passed away in 1956 at the age of 78. Composer Artur Harmat passed away in 1962 at the age of 76. Ziegfeld Follies singer and dancer Marion Weeks passed away in 1968 at the age of 81. Drummer Benny Benjamin of Motown's Funk Brothers house band passed away from a stroke in 1969 at the age of 43. Lyricist Shakil Badayuni passed away in 1970 at the age of 53. The co-writer of the Three Penny Opera, Elizabeth Hopman, passed away in 1973 at the age of 75. Jazz singer Mabel Mercer passed away in 1984 at the age of 84. Guitarist and singer-songwriter Steve Marriott of the group The Small Faces from 1965 to 1968 and again from 1975 to 1978, and also the group Humble Pie from 1969 to 1975 and again from 1979 to 1983, passed away in a house fire in 1991 at the age of 44. Delta blues singer Johnny Shines passed away in 1992 at the age of 76. Conductor Giuseppe Sinopoli passed away from a heart attack while conducting Verdi's Aida in 2001 at the age of 54. Singer Alan Dale of the Alan Dale TV show passed away in 2002 at the age of 76. Jazz pianist and composer Andrew Hill passed away in 2007 at the age of 75. Rapper V.L. Mike was shot and killed in 2008 at the age of 32. Jazz and blues guitarist Burt Whedon passed away in 2012 at the age of 91. Singer Cuba Gooding Sr. of the group The Main Ingredient, and also the father of actor Cuba Gooding Jr., passed away in 2017 at the age of 72. DJ and record producer Avicii committed suicide in 2018 at the age of 28. Singer Leslie McKeown of the group The Bass City Rollers passed away in 2021 at the age of 65. Composer Atlee Svensson passed away in 2021 at the age of 80. Blues rock guitarist and singer-songwriter Guitar Shorty passed away in 2022 at the age of 87. And singer and actor Robert Morse passed away in 2022 at the age of 90. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 21st, when in 2016, Prince passed away from an accidental prescription drug overdose at the age of 57.